Begin the current daf mesech this chul and daf lam and gimel. Begin on the base. Begin tes masad. Tes begins the gemara. The dima ad kan lepligi ele bachila. This machlekes that they have remain the chum regarding meiser. If you eat a shein latumah, does it become disqualified from eating meiser? How do you know that's even regarding touching? Maybe it's only regarding eating. So Taisa says that Avagav the Nakalosh and Dilma, although it says the wording of maybe, Nirish came to Emes, it would seem that that's actually the truth. Such a chiluk. Oh, Brisa Machachas came, and the Brisa is obvious to Asurin b'Meiser, because the wording of the Brisa says that forbidden Meiser, Mashma b'Achila, sounds like that's regarding eating. Because if it was regarding touching, then they would have said a different terminology, so it would have said mitamim b'maiser. From the fact that usher, it's something you're talking about eating. And perik hamakayish, actually, the gemara chagigah that b'chasam b'beis that brings this sugya legars with dilma b'shem seif. It doesn't leave a dilma because it's a matter of fact. Like tesmat to begin the gemara b'chil the chul and le'pligi that there's no machlekes regarding the eating of chulim, which Taisa says. The truth is, this is no place for our sugya over here. Because there in Chagiga, it is relevant. It is what they talk about, but so therefore they bring it here also. It's not very relevant for our discussion. I think Tzayis Masach that begins with the Gemara, for Negiyahi, but that's referring to touching, from the fact that it says that, and it's eaten, it doesn't say Eichlin, so it sounds like the others are feeding him, even though they're not eating. And so you see that it's regarding touching of the meat. So obviously, from the fact that when the chomadam is obvious, we're talking about touching.
But this test is from Temi. You say, wait a second. If Im Hayutanan Oichon, even would say not Nechol, but Oichon that they eat Yochel Adaktik. You could still infer the Menegia. I read that somewhat touching. The Menegia Shari, because if you allow to touch. So why can't you eat? When the blood comes out, since his body is not tamei, mutalig is a lot of touch. So what would be the problem? So what do you need a raya? Well, you could say that sage was stringent that you shouldn't eat when you have impure hands. Even though you're allowed to touch,
and that's the chiddush that we have to say from Nechalin that regarding touching is what we're talking about, not regarding eating. I would have thought to say that although his guv is not tummy, the chum might have still been stringent and said that that he's not allowed to eat when he has a daim b'sabas.
This test must begin the gemara. The cool am according to everyone, be mixes leshma bia. That you know, just putting in the hands not considered entering. Says Tosafot about fillers shlagish dama even contrast like this ends vachat navlam beis and beis tummy shekhen shod lefnim. That a tummy person sticks his hands inside the mikdash like he gets lashes. That's specifically the base of mikdash. The shin mikdash siv could be dash with the fact that the pasuk said b'chol kodesh leziga. All holy things you shouldn't touch while the mikdash leisave and you should not enter into the temple. Ad malei si made tahara until you complete the days of purity. Which managi b'mikdash it's comparing to touching. Just like touching is even when it's even partial shmanagi it's considered touching. Ad b'mikdash b'mikdash ma be so too partial entry. The mikdash also considered entry, but in general, like in our sugya, and within base manugi, everyone would agree it's not considered as entry. Let's just master that begin with the words of the Gemara. Hanimila, when they say this, but tumah deraisa, but biblical tumah, but tumah rabbanan loy, but rabbinic tumah then not.
So this is going on what Bekiva holds that a sheni makes a shlisha bechulin. So that's just saying there's only tumah deraisa, not by tumah rabbanan.
So based on this, Taisa says it's tame. It's a wonder because the parakeh decided of lamad amalfa merbasi. He says Remeir, Rabbi Shua, Sabri. They both hold ain't sheni yoisa shlisha bechulin. A shen does not make a shlisha bechulin. Remeir did not like within the Mishnah called ton bees mayim and the reisayim bechulu. Umutu bechulin is permitted bechulin. So my raya, my simine. What type of proof are you bringing from that? Rabbi Kiva might be tumid rabbanon. Rabbi Kiva also agrees by tumid rabbanon as our different maschal toys think. The mashmah sounds like, and so what's the difference? So maybe it's Meir and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva. No, because the mashmah that sounds like the aslav fukim Rabbi Kiva. That's coming takes proof from Rabbi Kiva when he's saying those two sheetas. Because amahasam lael that Gemara previously had said sheni yisus shlisha b'chulin, and that's what they're coming to. Rabbi Kiva darshan v'kol licheres kikasheni v'tamad shlisha. And Rav Asi says, oh, they disagree, but Rabbi Kiva also agrees by tumid rabbanon. And this, if you're something you can say, it's Rabbi Asi less leidiche dahacha. It doesn't hold of what the Gemara is pushing over here.
It doesn't hold of what the Gemara is saying that he holds by rabbanon. It makes a shlishi by a chulin.
Now it comes out Rabbi Asi. Hahid the parakam the Shabbos Gemara and Shabbos Tav Yigim and based the oil place and truma that these disqualify truma the mash but sound like truma v'loy chulin that also like Rabbi Kiva it's not like Rabbi Kiva that a little bit too much rabbanon sober they even by Rabbi Rabbanon holds the shein yisus shlish bechulin that it counts all the things that are shein l'tumah and disqualify truma as long as only truma disqualified not chulin so that's not like Rabbi Kiva that holds even too much rabbanon a shein they would make a shlish bechulin. The next test master begins the Gemara, Eichel Rishon. Whoever eats a Rishon becomes a Rishon himself. Which a parakam of the Shabbos, Abidam and Abim, Farish time, and the Gemara there explains what's the reason. Why does he get the same tum as the food he's eating? Mishum the Zimna, the Achel Eichel Tumeim, at times he might eat Tumei food ends. Veshoka Mashkin the Truma, and at the same time he's going to drink a Truma beverage. Veshoka Pumeim is going to put in his mouth, and then it's going to become Tumeim from the food. So to prevent that, we said, look, you're going to become the same Tumeim, so obviously he's not going to put in Truma, a liquid which you're not going to make Tumeim in his mouth. But then says Tosef Tumeim, you could say, but I have a Rishon. Why does he have to become a Rishon? B'sheni sag, it's enough to make him into a Sheni. Because Sheni makes Truma into a Shlishi. The Chi, Tehme begins to say, Meister Sheni, because the Meister Sheni, Dein Sheni, Poisle, Sheni doesn't make it possible, only makes it from a Rishon, so has to make it into a Rishon, the person, to prevent him from putting a Meister Sheni into a liquid in his mouth. But I feel the Mashkin Chulin, Nasri Sheni, Ade Sheni, but I mean, even Mashkin, a liquid of Chulin become a Rishon through a Sheni. That's a strangely grounding Mashkin. So if Hashem exists, the Rebbe Lezer, you're right. Masha midaisab, he just makes it equal. Asas oichel kamaichel gamri, because you're right. Technically, you could start differentiating, but not to get confused. If you eat a rishon, you're rishon, you're shlish, shlish. Just to keep it simple. And so, although technically, yes, it didn't have to make him into a rishon, but they just kept it like that he becomes a rishon when he eats a rishon.